Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent, match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Five-hour energy. Go. When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. Five-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
He is Jeff Phelps. I'm Andy Baskin. So a little bit later today, we are going to hear from Kevin Stefanski somewhere around noon. And yep. In that moment, he will probably say DTR is officially the starting quarterback for Sunday's game against Cincinnati. But Jeff, I just don't feel like I know DTR the way I need to know.
You need a
DTR.
Refresher?
Can you help me with that, please?
Is that yes. What you're telling me, Andy?
Yeah, I think
you
so.
You need a refresher.
Yes.
Well, sure. Ohio University in Athens, Ohio. And her bachelor's from Michigan. She's now a professor, a doctor, in the School of Nursing at the University of Nevada, Las Vegas.
She is very well traveled.
Yes, and very well educated.
Have you been to Columbia?
I've not.
Oh,
I've heard it's a wonderful place.
Yeah, we stopped there. We were doing a little college tour over the summer, and it is a very, very nice campus.
Yeah,
very nice.
DTR's mom has her doctorate, and she's a prof at UNLV.
How about that? I feel like are we going to be learning more about him throughout the day, Jeff?
Oh, I think we should do it every segment, Andy.
So we're going to get to know DTR a little bit more every segment.
Yeah, you want to throw one in at any time? You just let me know.
Do you have another one? Do you have a lot of these?
Are you kidding?
Yeah. No, I'm serious.
Andy, I prepped for the whole show to get to know DTR because he's the guy, baby.
I wish your first name was Harold. You know why?
Harold Thompson Robinson?
No, you'd just be Preparation H. You, person. That's why. If your first name is H.
It's a good product, I'm told.
Give me another one. You had another one you want to throw at me, or you want to hold back here for a second?
Cedric Tillman was only the third leading receiver on that Bishop Gorman team.
Really?
He caught 37 balls, 774 yards, and 7 touchdowns.
And Jerry Jeudy was the top
also
receiver?
Also on that team, the second leading receiver, a gentleman named Jalen Naylor of the Minnesota Vikings.
Ooh.
He was the second leading receiver. The leading receiver on that team
is
Brevin Jordan, tight end for the Houston Texans.
Really?
63 catches, over 1,100 yards, actually 1,111 with 13 touchdowns. You want it to get even more disgusting?
Tell me their fourth receiver on that team is also in the NFL.
He was a young guy, a sophomore at the time, gentleman by the name of Roma Dunze of the Chicago Bears.
You keep plugging away, little buckaroo. You'll get there one day.
So DTR in his senior year is throwing to Roma Dunze, who caught only 3 balls all year for 30 yards.
Right. Well, he was the
Roma Dunze, Brevin Jordan, Jalen Naylor, and Cedric Tillman.
Please tell me they won the state championship
that
year, right? They had to have,
They lost two games. I don't know if they won it or not. They were 13-2.
How did that team lose any games?
I don't know. They were played out of school, out of state schools.
Oh.
But think about that. You're the quarterback, and you're throwing the ball to Cedric Tillman, Jalen Naylor, who went to Michigan State, Brevin Jordan, who went big time, and Roma Dunze, who was the 9th overall pick, I believe, in this last draft.
That's amazing.
Unbelievable.
He was basically in the NFL in 9th grade, 10th grade, right?
He was throwing to guys who were big-time players.
That's impressive. All right, I'm. You know what? I feel like I know him a lot better
there
now.
There you go.
Well
Thus
done.
The point of the shtick that you'll hear all day.
I'm enjoying this. Okay, so you hear yesterday DTR starting. We've kind of gone back and forth on this. Your thoughts on him starting?
My thought was why? And my thought was just this. It must mean, and I don't know that this is accurate, but my immediate reaction was, it must mean you're absolutely done with Jameis Winston. Because if you weren't done with Jameis, wouldn't you want him to get more reps in the Kevin Stefanski, Ken Dorsey system? And see if he can't be your starter next year. Because I don't think it's likely at all, and I hope I'm wrong, that Dorian Thompson-Robinson could be your starter next year. I don't see that. And if you're giving reps to a guy to see if he can be your backup, it means to me you've already made a decision that the other guy can't be your starter. So I'm looking bigger picture on this. I don't think there's any way DTR is your starter next year. And man, do I hope I'm wrong. Wouldn't it be awesome if he goes out and lights it up, Andy, and completes 30 or 40 passes for 300 yards and 4 touchdowns against a bad pass defense in Cincinnati?
It would be fun.
Wouldn't that be awesome?
Yeah, it'd be
and
totally
then he follows
awesome.
It up and does it again against Miami. And then does the same thing to Baltimore. And all of a sudden, you think you might have a young guy who can be your guy moving forward. I would love that. But to me, this screams, hi, Jameis is done here. So we're going to play the other guy and see if he can't be our backup.
I got to be honest. I just don't think there's anything to lose by starting him. And the only question
Okay, what's to gain?
To see what he looks like.
Purpose?
To see if he has a long-term future with your team as either possibly a starter, which I don't really see that, but or a guy that you want on this team to be a backup that you think you can get him up and ready to go in case your starter gets hurt so that he can give you a viable option as a backup quarterback and gives you the confidence that if they do have to put him out on the field, that they can win.
Say to you about Jameis Winston?
It says to me they know what Jameis Winston is. They know what he can do. They know that if they want and they want to make a run at him for next year to keep him around, that they know exactly what they're getting. I hear you say this all the time.
I disagree with
Let's coach out the inner.
But let me tell you why.
Go ahead.
Because if they thought that, then wouldn't you play him and try and coach him up and coach out the interceptions or get him more familiar in your system? That's the point to me, Andy, is this. I think they've given up on Jameis. And that's okay if they come up with a better alternative. But right now, I don't think they have a better alternative to be the starting quarterback next year than Jameis Winston. And I think they're turning the page on him, which is okay if they find one.
Okay, but do you have any confidence that, coach him up? He's been in the league since, 2015?
Guys get better. I didn't say that I think that that's the best solution, did I? I think the best solution is to go out and find yourself a really good starting quarterback.
Yeah.
I don't know that Jameis is that guy, but of the 4 guys who are on this team right now, I think he's the best option. And I think they're turning the page on that. So that must mean, to me, that means that they're done with Jameis. And that's okay if that's what they decide, but you better find somebody who's better.
What if you don't? What's worse? You're going to have 2-win season next year? 1-win season?
Yeah, and then Kevin gets fired and Andrew Berry gets fired.
And then you start all over. We've been here before. We understand. We know what this is like.
Exactly. You want to,
I saw the parade. Did you like the 0-16 parade?
Did you
like it?
I did not, actually. Yeah,
I didn't either.
I was not a fan.
No.
Not a fan.
I'm at the point now where I just, can you please be competitive? Can we have a competitive game? Your defense was competitive on Sunday against Kansas City. Your defense was competitive. They gave you an opportunity to win. Unfortunately, you handed them the ball on the other side of the 40 twice so that they could punch it in. And whether that was special teams or that was, you know, an interception. And then they tried to force the ball in the end zone. And, like, Jameis is what Jameis is. I don't.
Jameis is.
He's fun.
I mean, Jameis is.
When he's on, he's fun. I can see why wide receivers like him. But when he's off, man, he's off. And it's just, it's not good. It's not fun to watch. You sit there and you're like, hey, they got a chance to come back in this thing. Hey, look what they're doing. Oh, man, are they getting. What? Oh, he just threw another interception.
Let's be fair. He's thrown some terrible passes.
Okay, that's fair. Yeah.
One of the two pick sixes I thought was a terrible pass in Denver. The one that Elijah Moore didn't down the guy who intercepted the ball, I'm not going to put that completely on Jameis because I think Elijah thought he was down, but he wasn't. So that was bad, but it was a bad pass anyway. And the slinging it into the end zone, those were almost Hail Mary type of passes, and they didn't need to be at that point.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
But I have some information, some factual information for you for the next segment.
Yeah.
It's going to make you absolutely cringe.
Oh, great. That's just what I want to hear. More cringe. Are you going to help me know DTR a little bit better?
Absolutely.
I liked your last stat.
Absolutely.
That was a good one. 216-474-0092. Let's all get together. We're all getting to know DTR. Andrew Siciliano joins us.